Welcome to The Thriving Marriage, the podcast for those who want to get their spouse back in love with them and truly thrive.
You'll learn why 95% of people don't save their marriage and the secret method no one else is talking about that will change everything for you. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Let's turn tragedy to triumph.
Here are your hosts, international marriage experts, Mark Johnston and Heather Choate.
Hey everyone, Mark Johnston here. Unfortunately, I don't have Heather with me today, so it's just going to be me. What we are talking about, I'm actually quite excited to talk about money issues in marriage. I know a lot of you have mentioned that this has been an issue in your relationship. We actually had a poll on this. I'm going to actually highlight that in just a second, but essentially, you know, we all know that there are arguments over finances in a lot of marriages. And have you ever experienced resentment or frustration of your partner's spending or saving habits or financial responsibility? That's what I want to talk about today. All of that within marriage, how to tackle these issues and some common ways to solve them. We did put a poll out the other day. A little while ago, about whether money is an issue in your marriage. And it looks like for about 2/3 of you, this is an issue, at least at times. You know, about 2/3 of you were saying at least it's sometimes an issue, or yes, like it's very much an issue in your marriage. And, you know, I found that really interesting that so many people are claiming that just financial issues just in general are causing that much problems within your relationship. So we're going to get to all this in a second. What goes on in terms of like what's happening when there are financial problems within a marriage, like arguments surrounding those things, how to solve that in just a minute. But before we get to that, I do want to discuss our client win of the week. And this is coming from Michelle. You've helped us so much. Heather, and I never could have fixed my relationship with my husband without you and Mark. Every now and then we take a step backwards, and I always come back to both of you and your insight to get me through. Each time it's brought us together. Thank you for always being there and for helping me to see me. Identifying my negatives has helped me fix me and make the wanted changes that have impacted my life and marriage in a positive way. I like Michelle's comments here partially because she mentions that even though, you know, she got her marriage, she's happy with where she got her marriage, that occasionally there were still speed bumps. There are still issues, ongoing issues that continue to crop up. And this is what we see over and over again, that, you know, there isn't like a point where a marriage is fixed. It's a process and something that needs to be kept up and maintained and taken care of. And Michelle seems to really understand this. I also like her comment here because, you know, she's saying that like one of the big important things for her in turning things around is being able to take a look at herself and see what, you know, being open to seeing what she can do here. Now, I know a lot of you are probably, you know, already trying to do a lot. You're already trying to take care of things. But I think just these two ideas in general tend to really contribute quite a bit to long-term success. Being able, you know, understanding that the marriage needs maintenance and you need to come back and, you know, fix it, protect it on occasion, and the ability to look at yourself a little bit more and examine how you are approaching things. So great that we had this win from Michelle. So anyways. Money in marriage. And, you know, I sat down to start like looking at this and how do I want to talk about money issues in marriage? And, you know, when I sat down, I was like, man, this is a really broad topic. I mean, there's a lot of issues that could be discussed, whether that is financial stress, as in we don't have enough money, or whether there's resentment around unequal contributions, or whether it is the burden of financial decisions made by your spouse, or basically there's a lot of different directions we could go with this. How I would like to break it down today, I'd like to break it down into some emotional issues versus practical issues. And just, you know, I want to look at this and see if we can find some themes, some general advice and general problems that pop up with a lot of these different issues. So we're kind of having a high level overview of this today. And certainly, like, if this is a big important topic to you, if this is really something that you're really struggling with, let us know. Because we're always open to having further or more in-depth conversations on this, either, you know, in a one-on-one setting or in future podcasts, if that's the way you like. So let us know in the comments, certainly, if this is something that you want more of. So like I said, I wanted to break this down into like emotional issues, practical issues, and, you know, general themes. In terms of emotional issues, like what I tend to see over and over again, there's a few things here. Quite often with issues with money, when there are problems, we see a few common emotions. There's oftentimes some resentment, resentment with finances. You know, it comes from people feeling unheard, like they can't make decisions or their decisions aren't really validated, or feeling as though they have to solve issues. But a lot of it is like feeling as though what you're wanting from the situation isn't really considered. Let's take an example of like debt brought into the marriage. I can see a lot of potential resentment for that if you feel like, okay, I'm having to take on this burden of my spouse. I might also see resentment here if like you're saying, hey, I want to be able to spend some money here, my spouse won't let me. All of these things, though, the resentment's coming from not feeling considered. You might also, in terms of emotional issues, there might be a sense of being controlled or the need to be in control in making financial decisions. We see that quite often. I see a lot of clients who say their spouse felt controlled with financial decisions, like they didn't have a say. And, you know, the person I'm talking to was just flabbergasted. They're surprised that was an issue. We also see issues of ego, as in equating money and earning power to worth or the ability to make decisions within the relationship. Do any of you see that in your marriage? Do you have arguments about who's making more, about who should be able to make the financial decisions because of higher earning? You know, what happens here when one partner earns more than the other, or when one partner becomes unemployed? What happens when children come and there's a desire to scale back a career and maybe some earning potential? Many of these scenarios can create this bit of an ego problem or possibly some resentment if the situation feels off balance. It can also create scenarios where the higher earner partner feels they should have more say in financial decisions. It's not uncommon for me to hear, well, I make more money, so they shouldn't have a say in where I make my investments. Or my partner is trying to control where I spend the money because, you know, I'm a homemaker and I shouldn't make those decisions. Each of these issues, like whether this is resentment or a sense of control or this problems with ego, these tend to be the things on the emotional side that really break down the sense of cohesiveness, the sense of being able to work together with finances. Now, this is, I think this is almost separate from more practical issues. Practical problems that I see quite frequently is especially when there are separate finances or separate financial responsibilities. In general, I'm just going to say flat out, for most couples, separate finances does not turn out very well. Usually what I will typically see when there are separate finances, usually the plan is to divide bills and then the leftover is spent as each individual pleases. What tends to result from this sort of situation, though, is that there is going to be more resentment that's built up over time surrounding individual purchases made, whether things feel fair whether contributions are equal. It also tends to have a lot of just practical problems in terms of saving for larger financial considerations, such as purchasing homes, vehicles, or saving for retirement. If, you know, one partner tends to save a bit more and the other tends to spend a bit more, what happens when it's time to make those bigger financial investments? Well, I'm saying all this is these are situations that have a high potential to create problems, to create a lot of tension and arguments and resentment and whatnot. You know, when this sort of thing, separate finances or separate financial responsibilities, goes even worse, there we have a high potential for bigger problems like financial infidelity, where someone's hiding money from the other person. And that's not going to go well for the relationship. Other practical issues that I see, you know, it's very easy for there to become for there to be problems if there is a high amount of debt, you know, in terms of how debt is handled. Is debt appropriate on a regular basis and under what conditions? How do we view debt that was brought into the marriage? Like there's a lot of like tricky situations, especially if each partner is viewing that debt differently. And lastly, in terms of practical issues, what I tend to see is a problem is this issue of personality, of whether, especially if the personality in terms of spending is different. You know, if there's a spender in the relationship versus someone who really values saving, tends to create problems. A lot of this, though, you know, it breaks down into a few general themes. You know, whether we are talking about feeling controlled or needing to be in control, whether we're talking about feeling resentment, feeling like your decisions aren't considered, whether we're talking about a problem with ego and feeling like there is a imbalance of being able to make a decision in your relationship, or whether this is more practical matters like financial stress and debt and issues resulting from separate finances or whatever. There are some general themes that are tying a lot of these things together. And I just want to point out, money has a good potential to create stress and tension. Whether there's too much spending going on or there's not enough to go around, you know, it's just a sensitive topic in general. Most every one of us, though, when we're discussing these sort of issues, the big theme that I see is most every one of us have expectations surrounding money and spending. And I think this is why it has this high potential for stress and tension. It's because of these expectations that we have. You know, when I was growing up, you know, my family, I wouldn't say that we were well off, but we lived in a nice neighborhood. We had what we wanted. You know, my parents were very financially responsible. And, you know, like this created certain expectations for me because this is what, you know, some of these things are what I was used to. You know, I took this into my marriage, and my wife, Jennifer, took her expectations as well into the marriage. And I'm not going to say that, like, you know, for me and Jen, finances have never been like a huge, huge issue. Certainly we do have arguments over it about how much we spend on certain things or how much we try to save. I know a common one for us is, you know, like I said, we all bring expectations into the marriage, and I really like to be able to provide my kids with a really, you know, like a nice Christmas as an example. I like to spend money on Christmas. My wife has different expectations, and she likes it to be a little, you know, certainly likes to get the gifts, but tends to lean a little bit more, at least around the holiday, that holiday, tends to be a little bit more conservative. And this is what I'm talking about. Whereas this is not a huge issue for Jen and I, my wife and I, it's this same sort of dynamic where each of us is bringing in a different expectation based off of like our own life experiences. And what I'll say is, in general, the conflict arises over finances when the expectations don't match up. Like I said, this is not like, you know, my wife and I certainly have other relationship struggles. This tends to not be the big issue, but I do see that, like, this is the case with our finances. When our expectations around spending don't match up, this is when we have fights. And this is also when we other couples have fights, when, let's say, the expectation is to be able to spend as much as you want versus someone who wants to save more money, where the expectation is to, you know, the earning partner has more of a say in the financial decisions than the lower earning partner, so on and so forth. I would say that, so, you know, this is like a big area that creates tension with money. The other area is the conflict also really tends to crop up when we start to equate money to worth, when there's too much scorekeeping or concern over making everything equal. If you dive into like marriage advice, marriage research, things like that, it shouldn't be a foreign concept to learn that scorekeeping tends to be really, it tends to create a lot of issues in a relationship. And the same happens here with finances. Someone will always be worth more, you know, quote unquote, in these cases. Someone will always be ahead, and there will always be tension because of this. If this is what is going on, if you're saying, I make more, you know, or you didn't pay as much, or you didn't contribute as much, that focus will create problems. So these are the two things that I see that really are the root of money issues, is mismatched expectations and, you know, when ego and scorekeeping tend to enter the picture with finances. So what do we do about this? What is the solution if these are the two main factors? And I would say in almost every scenario, it's open communication, honesty, and understanding. Is there an ability for you and your partner to sit down, talk about your concerns regarding money, feel heard, and be able to come up with a solution without it turning into a big contentious, you know, whatever here? I mean, I'm going to be, if you've been watching the podcast, you've probably heard similar advice on many topics. But, you know, the reality is, you know, my stance is that a lot can be solved with open conversation, with, you know, a lot of acceptance and understanding, you know, when you take judgment out of the picture. Like I said, this sort of communication, it is oftentimes a solution. It's oftentimes, you know, what people describe when they say, like, you know, what caused the downfall of their relationship. It tends to be this lack of these things, the lack of communication, the lack of honesty, the lack of understanding and acceptance. Now, what I would say is this tends to solve many of the emotional issues with finances. It tends to resolve, like, if you can have open conversation, okay, we can get rid of some of this resentment. We can get rid of the sense of, like, control, tension around control and around finances. We can get rid of the scorekeeping and ego issues within finances. But what about the practical issues? What if there is actual financial stress? What if there is a high amount of debt? What if there is huge differences in expectations in terms of how you and your partner are going to spend money? And I tend to say with this case, you know, a lot of what solves this are clear agreements and clear plans, one where each partner feels heard. Do each of you know what you want, what your partner wants? Is there an appropriate amount of accommodations? Like, you know, are you having a discussion with your partner? If, like, if you're having a disagreement and you know what each of you wants, are you actually considering how this might work for the other person, the decision that you want to make, how that's going to affect them. You know, do you understand what their side of the decision is? If you don't have clear agreements in these situations that have a high potential for tension, this is just going to turn out poorly. You're just going to create a lot of resentment. You're going to get into these other issues that we were talking about earlier, where there is resentment built up, there's tension built up, and things start to fall apart. So I hate to be overly generalistic. Like I said, money, financial issues in marriages is a very broad topic. And today, like I said, we're just going into a high level overview of that. Certainly, you know, I'm not going to pretend like saying, hey, have some open communication and some more understanding and some honesty. Have some clear agreements in your financial decisions. I'm not going to pretend like that's going to solve all your financial woes within your relationship. But I think it's a great place to start. If you think that if financial concerns within the relationship, arguments around these things are like a big issue in your marriage, this is a good place to start. A good place to start examining, ideally with a professional, like what deeper solutions you might need, what other approaches you might want to take within your marriage. But basically what I'm saying is this is the high level overview. And if this is an issue, you need to examine these two solutions, some of these root issues a little bit further. So that's all I wanted to say about finances, money issues in relationships today. As always, if there are more concerns, if there are deeper problems and you need more advice, please let us know. We are always very, very open to what everyone wants to talk about. Certainly, if like you feel like you need some extra help in this specifically, let Heather and I know. We are actually coming out with a new program, and if you'd like to check that out, it's at www.unifiedmarriage.com. And this is a lot of like what Heather and I do with this newer program. We are taking couples who are really performing well in general in life and are struggling in their relationship. Couples who have been those go-getters, people who have, potentially made a decent amount of money and now are struggling to connect in their relationship. And this is a topic that Heather and I will be diving in a lot deeper into this newer program. But if you want to check that out, like I said, www.unifiedmarriage.com. Certainly, if there are other more dire circumstances, you can always go to our other program over at highthrivecoaching.com/apply for a free consultation call. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Heather and I will be back after the holidays. It's, for international people, it's Thanksgiving here in the United States, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to The Thriving Marriage, your A to Z blueprint for not just surviving marriage, but thriving. Until next time, my friends, thrive on.